Time to have a chat now about a new photography exhibition that is coming up here in Perth from local photographer Xander Kabat. The exhibition is called Infinite Western Australia, and that's all about looking at the essence of WA and some of its lesser known places. And I'm joined on the phone now by Xander. Xander, hello.
Hi Mike, how you going?
I'm very good. And you?
Yeah, very, very well.
Excellent. Now, this is great. You've got another exhibition coming up this Sunday at the Boyer Community Centre up in the hills. How long have you been working on this exhibition, Infinite WA?
Oh, well, technically you could probably say it's been 10 or 12 years because the photos are almost a retrospective. Some of them did go back as far as 10 or 12 years.
Wow. And how long have you been photographing then? Is that the same time or longer?
I've been shooting since I was a kid, but professional pushing about 18 or 19 years now.
Yeah, wow. And this exhibition captures photographs or places from across WA. Have you covered the length and breadth of this state to get these photos?
Oh, I've tried. That was probably the hardest part of this exhibition is, yes, I do have photos from tip to tail, but I only had space and scope for about 24, 25 photos. So to narrow it down to that was really, really hard. But yeah, there's pictures everywhere from West Kimberley, Derby, all the way to Esperance.
Wow. And what about remote desert? Did you get out to any deserts?
Yeah, did a few of the Western Tier type area. I think some of the more, I'm going to say romantic, I guess, actually did go up from, the Gibb River Road or stuff like that. Yeah.
This sounds great. It sounds like you've definitely covered some territory. Now, the exhibition is about capturing the essence of WA. Before you set out, or even now that you've completed these photos, how are you defining that essence of WA?
That's also very hard. I mean, what I wanted to do is just look beyond the normal tourist stuff. So I wanted to get a bit of the beaches in there, the bit of the deserts, the bit of the, mud flats and salt plains, and then as well as some of the festivals. So, there's a few festivals thrown in there just a bit of change. And so it's hard because WA is vast and we have so much to offer and so many unique and beautiful places. So it was, it's hard to catch everything, but I've done my best.
Okay, so this could be the first of many exhibitions about the essence of WA?
Oh, I hope so. It's very possible. A few years back I had one about Africa and doing similar thing, tip to tail of Africa. So it may not be just WA for the next one. It could be Australia. It could be Asia. It could be anything, really.
Well, look, if you've done the tip to tail of Africa, then I think WA, that'd be easy. It's a lot smaller than the whole of Africa. And now your work involves location scouting for film shoots, which must mean you travel extensively looking for things that are very unique or would look great on film. Is that, I assume that lends itself very well to then taking photos like these ones?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, it was kind of the opposite. My travel photography led into location scouting and BTS. So I also do unit stills photography, which is the actual on-set stuff. But it kind of, I went the other way. I was a landscape and travel photographer that found locations work and fell in love with it because it's such a challenge and it's so much fun to be given your brief or just the script and have to visualize and find unique and beautiful places.
Well, you've definitely done that. I was looking at the one of the local papers up in the Perth Hills recently, and there is a great photo there of, I think it's probably morning sun breaking through some mist into the forest there. There's grass trees. It looks incredible. It looks like, it looks like another world. How do you stumble across that kind of place? It looks like you're very deep in the forest there.
I walk a lot.
Right. You have to, I guess.
You can't really be any fancier than that. The most important thing and probably best advice I can give to anybody who wants to do photography is get out early in the morning and stay out later in the afternoon and walk. You find so much when you're on foot that you just miss any other way.
And I guess patience also would be important.
Yeah, yeah. I probably struggle with that a little bit, but yeah, patience and knowing your equipment and knowing what to do is definitely important, but yeah.
Yeah, great. Well, look, I guess for the photographer buffs out there, what are you generally shooting on, equipment-wise and so on?
Generally, I'm a Nikon shooter. I've got both DSLRs and mirrorless. I did grow up in film, and I miss it a little bit. But yeah, Nikon's my platform of choice. They're all good, though, and it's not about the camera. It's about your eye and how to use that camera as the tool that it's designed for.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you sound streets ahead of me. My equipment of choice is generally the iPhone 4, which is obviously a few years old. Great. Okay, so the exhibition, which is called Infinite Western Australia, capturing the essence of WA and some of our lesser-known places, is at the Boyer Community Centre up in the Helena Valley, and you're opening on Sunday night with an opening night, and then the exhibition's open from there. Is that right?
Yeah, it's going all the way till October 30th. It's open 5 days a week. It's free for everyone to come in. It's completely accessible. You just have to find the times of the Boyer Exhibition Centre, which I don't actually have in front of me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, look, I'm sure that's easily available online, the Boyer Community Centre just up in the Helena Valley. And that would make a great weekend trip, actually, to head up there, see the exhibition, and then head out and see some of these places, the essences of WA.
Absolutely. I tried to put a few locals in there, local photos, so you can try to hunt them down.
Work out where they are. A little bit of Where's Wally? Where's that taken?
Yeah, it was a little bit like location scouting, You get your idea, get the image in your head, and then try to find it.
And is there anywhere that you visited for these photos featured in this exhibition that you're now dying to go back to take more shots or explore deeper into that terrain?
West Kimberley, without a doubt. Part of a movie, a TV program I was just on, I was stationed up in Derby for a while, and the varied landscape and the hidden gems up in that area, I could spend probably another 2 years just exploring and finding more and more amazing sites.
Mm. And is that on the cards? Let's hope it is.
I hope so. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Xander, thanks for having a chat to us. I guess if people want to check out some of your work in advance, not necessarily this exhibition, your website, xkphotography.com, is probably the place to go.
That's my location scout one. My travel and landscape one is xanderphotographics.com.
Okay, great. Well, that's good. Yeah, xanderphotographics.com. Go and have a visit. Or the Boyer Community Centre up in the Helena Valley, opening this Sunday and then on from the 18th right through until October. Well, Xander, thanks for having a chat and thanks for getting out there and trying to uncover and answer that question of what is the essence of WA.
Thank you very much and thank you for having me. And I hope to see some people there.
Yes, yeah, let's hope so. Thanks very much, Xander. That was Xander Kabat, photographer here in Perth, Western Australia. His exhibition called Infinite Western Australia on at the Boyer Community Centre starting this Sunday.